I think we're kind of ready to start the May 17, 2018 meeting of the Board of Adjustment. The meeting's being held today's date. I said May 17th, starting now at
Nine seventeen,
being held both at the Payson and Glow County offices. Is that it? So, we'll call the meeting to order. Would you please rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
of the United States of America,
and to the Republic
from which it stands,
one nation.
Under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can we take the roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Donna Scully?
Present.
Mickey Nye?
Here.
Mary Lou Myers? Terry Ott?
Here.
And Bill Marshall?
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, in our package, you have the minutes of the April 19th Board of Adjustment meeting hearing. Any comments or corrections to it? And I'm going to answer my own question, because I do have one comment on page 3, the second line from the on the top, not the top line, but the second line. It says Scott Bazan stated that if the board approved the zoning application today, isn't it a variance application?
Not for line 3.
I don't know.
Let me take a look and see what you're talking about. Oh, that was an appeal.
Page 4.
To a variance application, administrative variance is what that was.
Right.
So it should be labeled appeal. Not variance.
Okay, well, it says zoning. That's what I'm looking at.
Where is this?
Page 4.
On top of page 3.
4.
The second line.
You're right.
Second line. Very top.
Board approved the zoning application.
Okay. It's not a zoning.
Well, yeah, technically, you could call it zoning because it falls under the zoning ordinance, but what it actually is they approved the appeal to an administrative variance. We can change it to that, there's no problem.
Change it to?
Just change zoning application to the board approved the appeal to the administrative variance, and then put the number for that variance down there, just.
Okay.
But it's Bob, need to read the whole.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
There's an if in there.
Yeah.
If the board approved. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And it is not if approved, the appeals to the variance, or what do you call it?
Would be pointed to miss the plan.
Right. So, what's the right word there?
I'm not sure what we're talking about here now, because I still.
Well, I'm just thinking of the word zoning. If zoning is okay. I think of zoning is more under the P&Z Commission, not the Board of Adjustment.
Right.
So we actually were there to either approve or deny the appeal to the variance.
Right, administrative variance, yes.
Administrative variance. So that, I guess I was trying to be a little more specific in what would happen. So
I stand by what I said. I think you could put down there, if the board approved the appeal to the administrative variance. I don't know why we couldn't say that.
Okay, all right, that's actually what was happening.
Well, not being a jerk, I'm more concerned about what Scott said, not with what is politically correct.
That's true.
So am I. So if I just thought zoning was not the right word, but maybe it is. Okay.
Yeah, I think you need to leave that zoning in there.
Okay, all right. Never mind. That's my only comment on the minutes. Anybody else have any comments or corrections on the minutes of last April 19th meeting? Hearing none, a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I move we approve the minutes as presented.
Is there a second?
I'll second the minutes with the changes submitted.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Didn't we agree to add in?
No, I think we agreed.
No, the man suggested leave it with zoning.
Okay, then I'll second we approve the minutes as read.
Okay, further discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried. We move now to agenda item five, director planner communications. Bob, do you have any communications?
I don't have anything, but I'm not the director, he's there with you.
I'm sorry. Scott, do you have any communications to the board? Okay, there being none, we'll move on to the public hearing. The item is V-18-01, Havelina Sky Development LLC / Woodshire at Elk Rim LLC. Request to obtain an area-wide variance for front, side, and rear setbacks for the recently recorded Elk Rim subdivision in Pine, Arizona. Mr. Director? Who's going to give the comments? Planner?
Mr. Planner.
Okay, Mr. Planner. Bob?
Elk Rim is an 18-lot subdivision located near the entrance to the Portals 4 subdivisions on parcels 301, 69, 196, and 197. This is a small lot subdivision which has a zoning of TR. There are some development challenges to this subdivision. First of all, there's significant topography involved. In fact, from the northern part of that parcel down to the southern part, which is Highway 87, there is a 50-foot elevation change in there. So it gives you an idea of the significance of that topo. And secondly, there are several lots, of course, that are rear regular shape due to the cul-de-sac and corners of the subdivision. We have looked at their request for a variance and have come up with the five guidelines or five rules that we'd like to follow in the case of the subdivision. And we agree also that there is a need to be creative and how this particular subdivision gets addressed in order to create an attractive property. The rear setbacks shall be no closer than 15 feet from the rear property line. Right now, the regulations call for a 20-foot setback. Front setbacks will be no closer than 15 feet from the front property line. Right now, the requirements are 20 feet. So you're going from 20 feet to 15 feet on both the front and the rear. Both side yards shall maintain a total setback of 14 feet from the side property lines. If they have 5 feet on one side, then they must have 9 feet on the other side to equal out that total of 14 feet there. Under no circumstances shall a side setback be less than 3 feet from the side property line, a distance that will be measured from the eave, which is a little different than we normally do for zoning. We normally use the body of the home. And under no circumstances shall a housing unit on one lot be closer than 10 feet from a housing unit on the adjoining lot. The distance will once again be measured from eave to eave. So those are the changes that staff is recommending that the Board of Adjustment consider for Elk Rim subdivision. And with that, I'll turn it over to you with any questions.
Okay. Questions from the board? Okay, I have, I guess, two. And again, all right, if you go to page five of the variance application package. Go down to paragraph 3, which is the very bottom paragraph. And again, the last sentence of paragraph 3, the very bottom sentence on that page. The reason we're going through the normal variance process is that the applicant may have a 3-foot side setback, which is 6 inches more than we can do administratively. Is that word more, should that be less? I mean, it's because it's less than what you can do administratively, that's why you're here.
6 inches. Yeah, yeah, you can change that word more to less.
Okay, it should be less. And the next word, of course, should be than, not that, I guess. Okay, that's question one I had. Question two, there are pictures of each lot, a page of a picture of each lot. And on lot one, I mean, I understand it very clearly. And then I go to the second lot, lot two, which might be marked 14 in your packet in the left, bottom left corner circled. You have 11 feet, then 3 feet. And then on the other side of the lot, the top, and on the bottom you have 11 feet and 3 feet. So do I, what that means is if you use 11 on the north, so to speak, you get your 3 in the south, is it?
Yeah, the reason why I did not want to use the configure. In fact, some of the configurations are an error anyway that he has on the drawings there. I thought that it would be so much better for us simply to have a set of rules in place that staff would look at when issuing permits rather than having a map that we go to and say, oh, this is the map for lot 13, this is what we can do. Because it doesn't work all the time. That's why I went to the set of rules rather than the maps.
Well, let me ask this question then. Could two adjacent lots be each 3 foot from the property line?
No.
I mean, home lots.
According to the maps, they could be. According to the set of rules that we have, they can't be closer than 10 feet.
Okay.
Eve to Eve.
Right.
14 feet. But that's on each side of that one property. I'm more interested. The question I have is, two adjacent lots,
right,
could two homes be each 3 feet off the property line?
No. Because you have to have 10 foot Eve to Eve.
Okay. And that's what this is trying to tell me. But
what we're saying is, what you would have is, if one house is 3 foot off the property line, the house next to it, adjoining property, would have to be at least 7 feet.
Okay.
Off.
A net of 10 separating two structures, Eve to Eve.
So they got the flexibility on how to set these homes, so they set the parameters in those five rules or conditions as they apply that Bob set out that they have to meet.
Okay. Is that, we'll get, where's the public comment in a minute? Is that in the rules here listed? Can I read what you said somewhere in here?
Page 11.
Page 11.
Go to the bottom left.
Okay, number 5.
Page 7 of the blue dot, page 11 of the handwritten.
Okay. And that answers the question right there. So
page 5.
Okay. That answers my question there. And then my last question is, when you go back to, okay, let's say it right. Okay, page 31, 32, and I'm looking at the bottom left corner circle pages, 31, 32, and 33. On page 31, the applicant property is to the right, correct? To the east of that boundary, right? Sorry.
Yes.
This is the property we're talking about here.
No, you're talking about the yellow.
Oh, well, that includes these two, right?
Those two are, that's what the subdivision is.
just those two motions, that are all right there. Ooh, I'm on different scale, so it is much smaller than the neighbor lot. Okay. All right.
A few acres there, but.
Yeah, two and.
How many acres was it?
Total of four.
Total of 4 acres. Yeah, okay, two and two, looks like.
Can you read that for me?
Yeah, yeah. We had to provide glasses, magnifying lenses with these packets. Okay, that's my question. Gentlemen and Globe, do you have any questions? Then we can open for public comment.
Are there no carports or garages?
That's what I was gonna ask. Well, there are gonna be some carports and garages. Are the applicants there?
Yes, they are.
They're better to deal with that question.
Okay, we'll go ahead.
If you look at the color brochure handout that's sitting in the middle of the table, if you flip to the pictures of the elevations of the houses, you'll see there's a garage off to one side on, but they're optional garages, correct?
That's right.
They're optional garages.
Boy, that's sure gotta move your 10 feet.
Well, in some cases here, on the, I believe there's going to be an alleyway on the northern part of it.
Okay. There's that connection. Someone.
Are the same rules going to apply for a garage or a carport?
Yes.
You can't have two garages within so many feet of each other?
Within 10 feet.
Yes. Yes.
Basically, we don't.
It's going to be tricky laying that out.
We're not concerned with the type of structure, we're concerned with structure design.
Maybe small homes.
Yeah, they are.
But does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Any other questions? Open up to the public here? Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and open this meeting to the public. Rick, do you want to add some information or whatever? I need you to identify your name and address.
Good morning, I'm Rick Beshe, co-owner of the property, Catalina Development LLC, and applicant for this general variance. And address is 6373 Bruin Hill Loop, Pine, Arizona. And I also have Larry Allen here with us, he's our architect, so you can answer any questions. But I just wanted to say, from the genesis of this development, we wanted to create a community that was well-structured, beautiful in appearance in every way. You know, we are building and designing each home, so we're not selling lots and having somebody build. Basically, the process that'll happen is when somebody buys a lot, they're buying a home to go with that lot, they get to pick any floor plan. And then we will have our architect, Larry, help site that home. Our issues were, as Bob mentioned, some of the topography issues. We wanted to make sure the house was sited properly on the lot for aesthetics, privacy, and we want all the garages in the rear side, not in the front of the home. So the floor plan that we have, the footprints are such that they will fit comfortably on this lot as long as we can push them one way or the other to access these rear garages as depicted in the brochure. So again, that was the genesis, just to create a very aesthetically looking community, a street appeal as you drive into the community. So why we're asking for the variance. And any detailed questions about that, Larry is here to answer those for you.
Thank you. Well, do you have any questions for Liz? Okay. Then I guess if we have no more questions, there's no public down there, correct?
No.
Okay. So, if there's no more questions, I'm going to close the public portion of this hearing. Okay, we're going to close it. Further discussion by the board? Questions here? Okay. Then I'm prepared to hear a motion.
I move we approve item 5, number V1801, Javelina Sky Development LLC, Wilshire Elk Room LLC, with the additional five conditions as requested by staff.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second that motion on item number five, V1801, Javelina Sky Development.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Further discussion by the board? Hearing none, I'm going to call the motion. Those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Okay. Being that, I'm ready for a motion to adjourn. Come on, guy.
Also, we want to adjourn.
Okay, second.
Come on, Jerry.
I'll second.
All right. We are adjourned. Thank you.